It's obvious why this would be an attractive place to build an auto mall, because it's right off I-85, the exit here. You've got IKEA across the street, which is a big draw for people. But then if you turn to the east, you hit North Tryon. Now, that's just a quarter of a mile away. That is where the Blue Line extension is going to run. The light rail will have a major stop right there, a quarter of a mile away. And that is what troubles Martin Zimmerman.
The city council has to stick with the direction that it's already charted and not backtrack.
Zimmerman is a transportation planner and bicycle advocate. He points to the densely packed mix of restaurants, shops, and apartments that have sprung up along the light rail in South End and says that is the type of project the city should nurture to the north. Auto dealerships are the opposite, says Zimmerman.
And this project, I believe, can set a very bad precedent if it starts a domino effect that will lead to other rezonings that get further and further away from what needs to be done on the corridor.
City Councilman Michael Barnes, who represents University City, says he, too, is unsure the auto mall will be consistent with his vision for the area. But economic development group University City Partners supports the plan because it will relocate several dealerships, including Parks Chevrolet, which are currently right on North Tryon, says Janelle Goodrich.
The idea being to clean up North Tryon instead of having auto dealership after auto dealership along the road, similar to Independence. This is an option where it consolidates it.
And still leaves a quarter-mile strip of land right next to the light rail stop for a mix of shops and housing.
You would be surprised what you can do in a quarter mile.
The city's planning department supports rezoning the 40-acre site to accommodate an auto mall, but has asked developer The Arden Group to tweak its architectural designs. And while a complex of auto dealers doesn't seem like an obvious pairing for a major light rail stop, Paul Williams of the Arden Group says it's a perfect fit.
Because it will allow customers an opportunity to drop their car for service or maintenance and catch the rail downtown.
The city council will take public comment on this convergence of light rail and auto sales tonight at 6. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.